नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 10, Text 16.
Dhanur.
Yeah, is that what's written? Oh, I see. They've written a different verse. 19, huh? Okay. But 16 hasn't been read, I think, so I'll just read that.
Dhanur vispur jayan divyam drishatam kedamudvahan astrogham vyadhamad panayar kanani kamibani laha.
Dhruva Maharaja's bow and arrows twanged and hissed, causing lamentation in the hearts of his enemies. He began to shoot incessant arrows, shattering all their different weapons, just as the blazing wind scatters the assembled clouds in the sky.
While we're at it, could we do a cell phone check, please? If you have a cell phone, please make sure it's off or silent.
Tasyate chapanir mukta bhitta varmani rakshasam kayan avivishus tigma girin ashanayo yata.
The sharp arrows released from the bow of Dhruva Maharaj pierced the shields and bodies of the enemy, like the thunderbolts released by the King of Heaven, which dismantle the bodies of the mountains.
Balai sanchidyamananam shirobhis charu kundalai urubhir hemata labhair durbhir balaya balgubhi.
And then this verse.
Hara Keyura Mukutair Ushnishais Cha Mahadhanaihi Astritas Ta Rana Bhuvo Rejur Viramano Araha Ara Keyura Mukutair Ushnishaischa Mahatanaihi Astratastarana Bhuvo Rejur Vira Manohara Harakeyura Mukutair Ushnishaischa Mahatanaihi Astratastarana Bhuvo Rejur Vida Manoharaha Palayahi.
By his arrows, Sanchid Yamananam, of the Yakshas who were cut to pieces,
Shiro Bhihi,
with heads,
Charu,
beautiful, Kundalaihi, with earrings,
Urubhihi,
with thighs,
Hema Talabhai,
like golden palm trees,
Dorbhihi,
with arms,
Valaya
Balgubhi, with beautiful bracelets,
Hara,
with garlands,
Keyura,
armlets,
Mukutaihi,
and helmets,
Ushnishaihi,
with turbans,
Cha,
also,
Mahadhanaihi,
very valuable,
Astrataha,
covered,
Taha,
those,
Rana Bhuvaha,
battlefield.
Rejuhu
began to glimmer.
Vira of the heroes. Manaha Haraha, bewildering the minds. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, the heads of those who were cut to pieces by the arrows of Dhruva Maharaj were decorated very beautifully with earrings and turbans. The legs of their bodies were as beautiful as golden palm trees. Their arms were decorated with golden bracelets and armlets. And on their heads, there were very valuable helmets bedecked with gold. All these ornaments lying on that battlefield were very attractive and could bewilder the mind of a hero." Purport. It appears that in those days, soldiers used to go to the battlefield highly decorated with golden ornaments and with helmets and turbans, and when they were dead, the booty was taken by the enemy party. Their falling dead in battle with their many golden ornamental dresses was certainly a lucrative opportunity for the heroes on the battlefield.
Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vash Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
The Yakshas thought that they had defeated Dhruva Maharaj, but now he's come back strongly, and with his arrows he's severing their heads and defeating them. The description here is that the heads of the... Everyone was beautifully decorated for going into war. It wasn't just steel helmets and plastic accessories. Gold and jewels. So when they were killed, you saw these bodies lying on the battlefield, beautifully decorated trunks and arms and heads decorated with turbans and with earrings, gold earrings.
They were very beautiful. The warrior went into the battlefield with his gold earrings and his turban, his armlets and his dress. And then he was dead. And of what use to him were his earrings and his turban and his armlets and his dress? They were literally decorations for a dead body. This was the position. They're very proudly decorated. But of what use was it for them when they were dead? You can imagine the Kshatriyas are proud by nature, passionate. Oh, you can see, I've got these earrings and I've got this turban. And I have this, I have that. And then later in the day, there's nothing there but a dead body decorated with the same turban and same earrings and same ornaments. But of what use were they for him? At the time of death, of what use to me are my turban and my earrings and my dress and my armlets and my profile and my pride? At the time of death, it's all finished. And here we find that at the time of their death, the next guys came and thought, oh, here I get earrings and armlets and let me grab it all. So that they could decorate their own bodies, which would be the next ones lined up for death. In Mahabharata, hanya hanyi bhutani gacchanti hal yamalayam shesha stavara icchanti kim aisharya atapara kim ascharya atapara. Every day so many people are going to the abode of Yamaraj, that means dying, and shesha stavara icchanti, and everyone else wants to stay. And who can stay? Because this body is temporary. No one can stay. No one can stay. But every one of us is trying to make a permanent settlement here. Every one of us is trying to make a good show. I'm dressed very nicely. I carry myself just so. I have my prestige. I have my position. I'm in the front of the line, or I'm on this part or that part. My turban with the green and the yellow looks very good together. And it's all amounts to a hill of stuff. It all amounts to a hill of stuff. Because we have to go, and of what use is it? If one hasn't developed one's Krishna consciousness, then all of those things are a burden for the person who collected them. In the Bhagavatam, it's mentioned, the king who has a very nice turban drowns faster. If he falls in the ocean, he'll go down faster because he's got a big heavy turban. Unless he bows his head at the lotus feet of Krishna, his turban is just a heavy weight to keep him bound to material existence or to bring him down to hell faster. And a woman has very nice bangles. You go into the bazaar and there's enormous displays of bangles because every woman has to have so many bangles. And then she's seeing how my bangles are nice. And when she moves her arms, the bangles make a nice sound. And some man's eye is seeing a little flash of light, and now he's attracted. And when there's some special occasion, then I can wear my really nice bangles, you know, the ones, the real jewels and the gold. Sometimes if you go to some marriage function in Bombay at these very posh grounds, it's like an incredible jewelry display. I mean, not the cheap stuff, you know, the real, really expensive stuff. You know, just a couple of tasteful little gems on the ears, each one of them worth lakhs and lakhs. Anyway, those nice bangles are there on the arms. And Bhagavatam says that if her hands are not engaged in the service of Krishna, then those bangles are like bangles on the body of a dead person. She's like a dead woman. Or the men also, they had armlets, this, that. Unless their arms are engaged in the service of Krishna, then these are decorations for the body of a dead man, even while he's living. We're hearing that dead bodies are there and the gold ornaments. But Bhagavatam says, even when the person's alive, the ornaments that he or she has are like the ornaments on a dead body. The body is dead by nature. Unless the soul is there, there's no life in the body. And when the soul's disconnected from Krishna, it's only connected to the body, then practically the soul is dead also. Yeke atmahano janaha. The body is lifeless. So when the soul misidentifies with the body, the life is misidentifying with that which has no life. That means he's dead, body and soul. Although he's breathing, he's dead. His breathing, Bhagavatam says, is like the breathing of the bellows in the blacksmith shop. He's breathing, but he's dead. You see these horror movies with those who are dead, but they're still walking. That's their position. Because there's no Krishna consciousness, the body is like the body of a dead person, because they're spiritually dead. Otherwise, if one is Krishna conscious, even the body has spiritual value. It's matter, that we understand. But because it's engaged in the service of Krishna, it has spiritual value. Therefore, the body of a devotee is not seen just as a material body. Gurushu Naramati, Vaishnave Jati Buddhi. Therefore, we don't see the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, or the Vaishnava is an Indian Vaishnava, or an American Vaishnava, or a Chinese Vaishnava, or a Russian Vaishnava, or this Vaishnava, or that Vaishnava, high class Vaishnava, low class Vaishnava. No. That's in terms of the body. And Vaishnavas don't identify with the body. The body is just something that they use in Krishna's service. And because it's engaged in Krishna's service, it has spiritual value. Like the iron rod placed in the fire, although it's iron, it acts like fire. Krishna is the fire. When we're in the fire of Krishna consciousness, then the body is engaged in Krishna service, mind is engaged in Krishna service, words are engaged in Krishna service, everything's engaged in Krishna service. When one's engaged in Krishna's service, his thoughts are spiritual, his words are spiritual, his activities are spiritual. Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmayavateena gantavyam brahmakarma samadhina. Everything comes to the spiritual platform when one is engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the everyone is headed for this destination to be cut down. Of course, the yakshas were fortunate. They were cut down by the arrows of a devotee. Very fortunate. But fortunate, unfortunate, this way, that way, everyone has to die. And then our whatever it is that we've accumulated, my house, my money, my dress, my degrees, my erudition, my skills, my cleverness, my strength, my whatever it is, it's all canceled. And at that time, all that matters, how was I engaged in the service of Krishna? If I was fully engaged in the service of Krishna, then back to Godhead. Or if I kept some material attachments, then again I have to come back. Therefore, better to be free from material attachments. But even if one is attached to Krishna, then eventually he'll get to that point, back to Godhead. But the more one is attached to Krishna, the more one becomes detached from matter. That should also be there. That why should I remain attached to these material things, which are simply burdens? Manohara, the minds of the great heroes even, were carried away by seeing all this booty on the battlefield. That means they weren't philosophers. The mind of the philosopher would have looked and said, what is the use of all this stuff? He would have seen the dead bodies. They were seeing the gold. The philosopher would have seen the dead bodies. That finally every one of us becomes a dead body like that. What is the use of the gold? What is the use of this? What is the use of any of these things if I'm not Krishna conscious? This all ends with the death of the body. Only Krishna consciousness endures. Only the soul endures. And the soul takes with it its good karma, its bad karma, its karma. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? 18th chapter, yeah? Anishtam ishtam mishram cha. Trividham karmana palam. Bhavat atyaginam pretya. Natu sannyasinam kuchit. At the time of death, you get three kinds of karma. Either good, or bad, or mixed. Anishtam, ishtam, or mishram. What you don't want, what you do want, or mixed together. Karmana trividapalam. This is what you get. Who gets that? Bhavatyachaginam pretya. The person who dies attached, atyaginam, without having given up his attachments for these material things, he gets good, bad, or mixed, and it's all bad. Kaviraj Goswami says, e balo e mande sabram. It's no good or bad, it's all bad. If I come to the heavenly planets, that's good, and then I have to take birth and live for 10,000 years more in the material world. Oh, good or bad, it's all bad. And if I have material attachments, then I have to come back for one of these three results. Ishtam, anishtam, mishram. But not tu sannyasinam kuchet. If one gives up one's material attachments and becomes attached instead to Krishna, then none of this. He doesn't come back for good, bad, or mixed karma. He goes back to Godhead, back to Krishna. Now our business is to be attached to Krishna, mam ekam sharanam braja, to be engaged always in the service of Krishna, not to be manohara, bewildered, not to have our minds carried off by some glitter of the material world, but to have the mind carried away by Krishna. He's also manohara. Krishna is also known as manohara. He carries away the mind. So we want to have that real success in life, to have our minds carried away by Krishna, so that we don't have to be bewildered by Maya and remain stuck in among the living dead. All right, any questions or comments or both? And microphone is someplace nearby, I'm sure. Second microphone, Kidare. Okay, anyway, touch of it, Prabhu Loud. Touch of it, Prabhu says that the soldiers whose mind were taken away were in bhuti yoga. Okay, you got one left. Yeah, their mind was carried away. Of course, their intelligence was also carried away. If one doesn't use the intelligence to carry away the mind, to control the mind, then the mind carries away the intelligence. Intelligence has to control the mind, and mind has to control the senses. Otherwise, if we go the other way, the senses drag the mind drags away the intelligence, and buddhi nashat pranashati, then we're finished. Another, yes, maybe I'll call on the ladies second, because we're waiting for a microphone, which may come and make it easier. Is that all right? Okay. Another loud voice with the question? Yes. You better be loud, by the way. Okay. Yes. But the mind is attracted to the wrong things, but the intelligence, what? And the mind, intelligence is saying, these are the wrong things. So then? There's a fight. What's happening in that case? There's a fight. The mind is saying, And intelligence is saying, no. Now it's a question of which is stronger. The mind or the intelligence? If the intelligence is fortified, is strong, then the intelligence should prevail. Therefore, we're hearing Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, so that the right thing will be there in the intelligence. The intelligence will remember. No. Otherwise, the mind is tricky. Mano dur nigraham chalam. It's always trying to go here and there, and it offers this or that. And the intelligence can also be bewildered. So the intelligence has to be strengthened by Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if one's intelligence is weak, untrained, lacking clarity, then the mind says, come on, Intelligence says, well, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, no, it's good. Come on. All right. Or for the person who has no intelligence, the mind says, come on. And he says, yeah. That's your modern civilization. It's just devoid of intelligence, practically. No discrimination. I want it. Now. Yeah. You know, no thought, no judgment, no weighing the pros and cons, just like, that's animal life. That's animal life. The human life is meant for the use of higher intelligence. And what is the use of the higher intelligence if it's just applied to getting what the animals get? So the intelligence has to be fortified. Therefore, these books are important. Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Because the mind is not idle. The mind is dangerous. The mind has kept us in this material world since time immemorial. So the mind has to be purified. And for that, it needs to be redirected from Maya to Krishna and Krishna's devotional service. So that needs intelligence. So for that, we need to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. We need to chant Hare Krishna to purify the mind. If the mind is purified, we can deal with it. To purify the intelligence also. We need to be engaged in the service of Krishna so that Krishna will give us good intelligence. Tadami buddhi yoga tam. Otherwise, what is that? Adishtaya, Adishtana mano buddhir. What is that? Indriyani mano buddhir asyadishtana muchite. Krishna says that the mind, the intelligence, and the senses are the sitting places of material desire. And through them, it takes away a person's intelligence. Let's see. Indriyani mano buddhir asyadishtana muchita etair vimoha yatyesha gyanam avrityadehina. Material desire occupies the senses, occupies the mind, occupies the intelligence, and through them vimohayati bewilders the living being, gyanam avritya, covering his knowledge. Oh, what a dangerous position. Tasmat tvam indriyanyado niyamya bharatarshapa. Therefore, from the very beginning, one has to control the senses, control the mind, control the intelligence. So the process is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya sadahari, always be engaged in glorifying Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna, by distributing the message of Krishna, distributing the books of Krishna consciousness, being engaged always in Krishna's service, then we're all right. Okay, that microphone came, I think. Yes, the microphone is with you. That lady in the back has, not in the back, front row of the ladies by the rope, she has a question.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the very wonderful class. It was a real eye-opening class for me. Maharaj, I just want to ask you mentioned that, you know, everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Now, sometimes under the pretext that since we are preachers, we tend to actually, you know, dress up ourselves very properly so that so that the people don't think that the Iskonites are renunciates and, you know, they're like paupers. So sometimes what happens is that we really get attached under the pretext that, okay, you know, we are preachers. Now, how can we maintain this consciousness?
Yeah, we have to be... The question is that, if I have it right, that for the service of Krishna we dress up nicely and so that people will get a nice impression of Krishna consciousness. But then we look in the mirror and we think, I look good. So we always have to be careful because Maya is very tricky. We always have to remember Krishna. Then, all right, if I look good, it's only because I'm engaged in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, you know, even if I look good, it's just useless. Bad or good, it's all bad. I have to remember Krishna. Therefore, we're hearing Bhagavatam. I look so good, but if you take, Prabhupada said, like a little millimeter of skin off the surface, how good do I look? You know, it's just a little covering, just a little bit of skin, and it looks good, we say. But if you strip that off, there was a very instructive video series that someone kindly lent me, instructing medical students in the dissection of the human body. And it was nice. They had the various people who were participating in the matter after their death, hanging kind of on hooks like chickens. And then the doctor showed how you cut here and you cut there, and then he had a nice little saw for cutting the skull in half. And then you could take out the two sides of the brain. And he showed how long the intestines are. It was very impressive, actually. You could stretch the human intestines from, like, here to the other side of the room. Yeah, you know, it's all, like, folded up. And like those little Chinese puzzles, you know, folded up and folded up and folded up. Very clever, really. All folded up and folded up. And then he showed how you can, you know, how long it is, and he opened it up and, you know, stretched it at the table this way and then stretched it back the table that way and stretched it this way. You know, it was very, you know. So that's what we are if we're this body. We've got, you know, a nice compact little set of intestines that'll stretch from one side of the room to the other and which smell very nice also, by the way. And then you have the nice circulatory system, which has all this lovely blood flowing through here and there, and things that provide gastric juices, and then you've got tendons and ligaments and bones. And a little bit of skin over it all so that it looks really good. So these instructions from Srimad Bhagavatam are helpful. Rukmini Devi also says that anyone who's married to someone other than Krishna is married to a bag of mucus, bile, and air with some hair on his head and some mustache stuck on, and that's her husband. So the Krishna conscious person can see the difference between the body and the soul. Yantra Rudhani Mai. It's a machine. It's a machine. So, for the service of Krishna, we try to look presentable as far as possible. We try to dress a little nicely for the service of Krishna. We use things of value like cars and computers or so many machines. But we should never forget Krishna. That's rule number one. Always remember Krishna. And never forget Krishna. Sarva vidhi niseda syur etayor eva kinkara. Smartavyam satadam Vishnu vismartavyam. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Then we're all right. Another question or comment? Yes, Krishnananda. Well, the microphone is behind you and coming in your direction.
I just remembered Srila Prabhupada was speaking to Haigriva Prabhu and about this body analysis, and there's a comment, but it's also in the nice place.
Excuse me?
Then there was a comment, I don't remember the exact words, but although it's all this, it's all put together nicely. So, in other words, how to get over this illusion? I mean, when we do it in an analytical way, we understand. But then sometimes, you know, when we are not always conscious of what the reality is, how to remain like
that? That means we're forgetting Krishna.
Not conscious of the reality. Krishna is the reality. And when we forget Krishna, then we think this is nice.
And one has to be careful also. Dhyayato vishayapam sangasteshu vijaya.
Although we know this is maya, when we start to meditate on this maya, after a while we start to think, Dhyayato vishayapam sang. We start to meditate on whatever it is. Whatever it is. A little curl of hair. Whatever. Dhyayata vishaya pumsan sangasteshu bhajayata. Then the next thing is, attachment starts to grow. Sangat sanjayate kama, then desire. Started a little subtly, just a little meditation, then it came to little interest. Then it becomes all-out desire. Then krodha comes in, anger and frustration. Then bewilderment. Then loss of memory. We forget who we are, what we're about. And intelligence is lost, then finished. Tasmatram indriyanyado niyamya. Therefore, from the very beginning, one has to control. Just as Prabhupada said, debt, fire, and disease. In the beginning, you can control them very easily. You debt, you owe $100, you pay your $100, you're done. You neglect your $100 debt, then interest, compound interest, double compound interest, switching it from one credit card to another, and all of this stuff. And you're swimming in debt. Now, what to do? Disease. You think, nothing. Then you go to the doctor and he says, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do, it's too late. Fire. In the beginning, you easily put it out. But if it's unseen, neglected, and burns your whole house down. So the spirit of sense gratification also. If we're negligent, anyway, little maya. The maya can become strong maya. It starts off just as a little interest. Then it becomes something more. Then it becomes passion. Then it's hard to control. It's easier in the beginning. In the end, you know, a person comes to you with, God, I don't know what to do, and I'm, you know, I know she's married, but anyway, and he's trapped because he's overwhelmed. People are slaving in horrible life because of attachments that were not necessary, but which have overpowered them. But in the beginning, it's controllable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is maya. If you can decide right away from the beginning, this is not my business. All right, it's attractive. But what is it? It's maya. Mm-hmm. Even what is that? Shanai nischalati manaschanchalamastiram tatastato niyamyaita atmanyeva vishamni. Krishna says, wherever the mind goes, because it's chanchala, it's fickle, astiram, it's unsteady. Tatastato niyamyaita. One has to bring it back. Nope, not there. Nope, not there either. Nope, not even here. Back. Means it's work. If you're Paramhansa, it's no longer work. You're just absolutely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. For those of us who are less than Paramhansas, it's work. We have to remind ourselves again and again, not Maya, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Therefore, we're chanting again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Yaha Krishna taha maya nahi adhikar. If Krishna's there, no problem. If Krishna's not there, something has to be there. And there's only one alternative. In millions of beautiful varieties, but there's only one alternative. So we have to fill our lives with Krishna consciousness, fill our mind, fill our... Be busy always in the service of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, serving Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Just your class reminded me of that story of Saranga Thakur. Saranga Thakur. That story, he, the dead body, he, if you can kindly narrate.
Saranga Thakur was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other devotees were always urging him that you should accept some disciple, you should accept some disciple. He's always saying, no. Finally, one day he said, all right, first person I see, I'll make him a disciple. First person he saw was a dead body. So by his potency, the life entered back into that body and he became his disciple. That's the story, right? Yeah. Well, practically all of us, we were all dead bodies. And by the association of devotees, by the association of Krishna consciousness, we've got some life. So that life we should use in the service of Krishna. Yes, in the back. How Maya? It's probably easier for her to talk loud than for that microphone to go. It'll take too long. How Maya gets her foot in the door, yes. It starts off small and we think, oh, this is Maya, or we think my case is special. What makes us think that I, as an individual, am different from everyone else and Maya won't get me? That's Maya. Since time immemorial, we're infected by Maya. And this is part of Maya's program. That don't worry about me, you're special, you can handle me. I'm different. I'm good Maya. We're in an infected condition. Therefore, we have to be so careful. Person who's healthy, you know, we can do all sorts of things and not worry about it. But if we're unhealthy, then, you know, slight deviation and we're back to, you know, bed. We have to be careful. So we're all in that maybe not totally diseased condition, but convalescent condition. We've come to the association of Krishna consciousness. We're taking treatment. But it doesn't mean we're cured. If we're negligent, there can be relapse. So we have to be... Wait a second. The bell has to finish ringing. That's the first thing. Well, we have to be very careful and not think that these rules are meant for someone else. Maya will work on everyone else and not on me. We should recognize that these instructions are meant for me. This is for my benefit. Now, I guess I could take a whole batch more questions, but as you heard, it's 9 o'clock. One more? Okay. You've heard people tell you that you're a fanatic.
What is the actual meaning of fanatic in terms of practice?
What is the meaning of fanatic in terms of Krishna, practicing Krishna consciousness? Meaning of fanatic is very good. Everyone's fanatical about something. You know, they're very into computers, or they're very into the saving the whales, or they're very into the environment, or they're very into education, or they're very into their job, or they're very into family values, or they're very into this, that. So if you're going to be very into something, might as well be very into Krishna consciousness. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya vrajanam. Everything favorable for Krishna consciousness, I accept. Everything unfavorable, I reject. All the people who are in Maya will say that you're a fanatic, and that's very good. Just once you're in Krishna consciousness, there's another kind of fanaticism. That's mentioned by Rupa Goswami. To be niyamagraha. Niyamagraha. He's too much after rules and regulations. Too much after rules and regulations. Everything's, there's a rule and there's a regulation and there's a this and there's a that. And he's so into the rules and regulations that he forgets about the purpose of the rules and regulations. Then he's a fanatic. That is to say, a person who's just into something and mindless about it. Doesn't understand what he's doing. So we shouldn't be that. And there's also the other niyamagraha, niyamagraha, where we neglect the rules and regulations. So one is you fall off the port side of the boat. The other is you fall off the starboard side. It really doesn't matter which side you fall off. You're going to be in the same ocean. So Rupa Goswami advises us, don't be negligent about the rules and regulations, and don't be mad after rules and regulations so that you forget the point. So balance should be there. That balance, what is the balance? I have to be engaged in the service of Krishna according to the instructions of my spiritual master, according to the directions of Shastra and the advice of devotees. I should be on the path of Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, with enthusiasm, with determination, with patience, following the rules and regulations. One time someone was saying, Prabhupada said, don't try to be a great devotee. Just try to be a good devotee. We're not so great that we know every shastra, you know, we've read all 7,000 books, and we've followed every rule in all of those 7,000 books, and we don't know what in the world we're doing. Not that kind of fanatic. But single-mindedly engaged in the service of Krishna. That's very good. Sometimes Prahlad, there's some prayer that my friends may call me a fanatic, I don't care. I'm just going to surrender to the service of Krishna. All right. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.